This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The United Nations is calling on governments to focus on mental health services as people all over the world deal with the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Karen Chalmers reports UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging governments, civil societies, and health authorities to urgently address mental health needs arising from the corona pandemic.
Video message launching a policy briefing that some groups are more vulnerable than others.
Those most at risk are frontline health workers, older people, adolescents and young people, those with pre-existing mental health conditions, and those caught up in conflict and crisis.
Guterres also pointed to grief, job loss, loneliness, stress from difficult family dynamics, and uncertainty and fear for the future are some of the effects the outbreak is having on families and communities, and urge governments to address the issue before they get worse.
Mental health services are an essential part of all government responses to COVID-19. They must be expanded and fully funded.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Shinzo Abe lifted a state of emergency in large parts of the country on Thursday, but said it would remain in place in Tokyo until the coronavirus is contained. The number of daily new cases in Russia has fallen several times this week, and Thursday's tally was the first below 10,000 since May 3rd. Russia this week became the country with the second highest number of confirmed cases after the United States, in part due to a massive testing campaign that has seen 6 million tests carried out. Meanwhile, New Zealanders mingled with friends and hit the shopping malls for the first time in 7 weeks as a national lockdown ended. For more on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nearly 3 million laid off workers applied for unemployment benefits last week as the viral outbreak led more companies to slash jobs, even though most states have begun to let some businesses reopen. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Another week and another grim unemployment report.
This is frankly another sickening punch to the gut, and unfortunately, we need to be braced for more incoming body blows along these lines.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
We're well above 30 million total new claims for unemployment benefits. We know that the unemployment rate was elevated in the month of April, and that there's no relief on that front either.
And the solution remains the same.
We need a vaccine. We need the vaccine deployed. We need to have effective treatment.
I'm Shelley Adler.
President Trump and Republicans are going after the foundation investigation as part of a broad election year attack on Democrats. AP's Tim McGuire.